Chapter 18. He that separates himself seeks his own desire, and rages against all sound wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only that his heart may reveal itself. When the wicked comes, there comes also contempt, and with shame, reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is as a flowing brook. To respect the persons of the wicked is not good, nor to turn aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for stripes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a whisperer are as delicious morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts. He also that is slack in his work is brother to him that is a destroyer. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own imagination. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor goes humility. He that gives answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a broken spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him, and brings him before great men. He that pleads his cause first seems just, but his neighbor comes and searches him out. The lot causes contentions to cease, and decides between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and such contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth. With the increase of his lips shall he be satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor of Yahweh. The poor entreat, but the rich answer roughly. He that makes many friends does it to his own destruction. But there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.